from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Get to your phone calls in a minute. Gator, we want to get your time. Look, the calls that came in when Dan Campbell was hired were, a lot of people were really skeptical. And understandably why. We couldn't think of a comp of a modern day guy that was like him. And it was weird to have the coach hired before the GM. But, you know, I think that you and I kind of slant positive and how this can work out and why this might work. But when these criticisms came in, I'm like, these are somewhat valid. Now, some people saw that as this isn't going to work, and this was the reason why. But, you know, my theory that when somebody wins you over, your commitment and faith in that person is even greater than when you call your shot. And so I'd love to hear from the people. When did you have that, you know what, this guy's winning me over moment? And you said you had a very specific one.
Yeah, it was maybe halfway through that first season, and there were two things that happened. And one was that Dan Campbell removed Anthony Lynn as the offensive coordinator. Realized halfway through the first season, you know what? It's not working the way we want it to. We have to make a change in the first season, halfway through it. And that kind of came along the same time that he challenged Jared Goff and said, we got to get better play from our quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a great way to word it, because it's not like you're not dressing him down in front of everybody. You're simply saying, you're stating the obvious of what needs to happen, but you're doing it respectfully and trying to build him up. Because after that, he would say, we know he's capable, and, you know, we're going to get this thing going. And then, sure enough, they, you know, won 3.5 games the rest of the way because they had the tie in there, and they played better football. And he was keeping everybody on board, saying, okay, just, you know, keep believing in this. This thing's going to change. It's going to turn. And then it did. And when he took over the offense, because I think people kind of forget that, I think immediately he just handed it over to Ben Johnson. That wasn't the case. Dan Campbell called the plays.
Yep.
When he relieved Anthony Lynn of his duties. And that's when things changed offensively for this team. And now this is this well-oiled machine offensively. He handed the keys over to Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson's, you know, turned it into this well-run machine. But it goes back to halfway through the first year when he made the move.
Interesting. Good call. 248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. Chuck, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
What's up?
Well, what I wanted to know is, you know, you had Nate Sudfeld out there, and to everybody in the Detroit area that watched the games, he didn't look good in the two games we saw. So what I'm thinking is, he must look like Johnny Unitas at practice, and there's something else that we're not seeing. And you know, and I wanted to go to something. I wanted to give you guys an analogy. Did anybody watch the Michigan Panthers at all this year?
A little bit.
Yeah, not much.
Okay, I watched it a lot. And they had a couple of quarterbacks there. And one of the quarterbacks, he looked like hot garbage from the start the whole season. But they kept starting the guy. And they were bringing this other guy, and all of a sudden, this guy looks like Doug Williams. He's throwing for touchdowns. He's running for first downs. He's avoiding sacks. He looks awesome. But they never stuck with the guy. And what I want to know from you guys is this going to be one of those situations to where it's going to be some kind of secret to why we're going to keep this guy on the roster?
No, I don't think there's any secret of why, if you're talking why Sudfeld's on the roster. I think the reason is because he does grasp what's going on, and maybe he's better suited to being a coach down the road like they did with what's happened with David Blau. But there is a comfort factor because he knows the offense. He may not be able to execute it as well as we'd all like, and in the end, hopefully it doesn't even matter because you're talking about the backup quarterback position. I think there's no question the potential and the ceiling is sky high for Hendon Hooker, and they know that too. And it's just, you know, here we are. We still have another couple weeks of training camp, and Dan Campbell makes the remarks yesterday that right now, you know, that Nate Sudfeld is, again, Doug, what was the phrase?
He's got the upper hand.
Got the upper hand.
So
that's
look,
all it means for right now. That can change any day.
I think we see part of a very small part of the evidence. I think what we see on Sundays is part of the story, but not the whole story. I don't know what happened with the Panthers, but I think what we're this stuff that's going on out here, stuff that happens in joint practices. Look, even if Sudfeld is clearly the number two to them right now, I feel like it's probably a precarious position. Like he could be supplanted at any time. But the way that Dan Campbell worded that tells me if Goff gets hurt in game one in the third quarter, Sudfeld might get the first crack. And it's probably because of the amount of the playbook they can use. It's probably because of how he looks when he's practicing out here with the ones, which he hasn't had a chance to do yet, but he'd be going against another team's ones. But I you know, if you're choosing your depth chart, you're using all the available evidence, which includes how guys look in practice, how much of the offense they know, et cetera, all this stuff, right? And then part of the evaluation is how they look in these preseason games, but it's only part of the evaluation. So, Chuck, thank you for the phone call. Jeff is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jeff. We lost to Jeff. Let's go to Leo here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Leo.
Hey, how we doing?
Good, Leo. How are you doing?
Good. Doing well, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First time caller, sure. Long time listener, man.
Thank you.
Wanted to kind of address what your main topic was for the call. When did I kind of, you know, first decide that, you know, Campbell was definitely the guy? When he came out, the press conference, and I think a lot of people shared this opinion, when he first came out, biting kneecaps and everything and taking a piece out of you here and biting this and biting that and all that, it just seemed so gimmicky to me, probably because I didn't really know much about Campbell. But it just seemed like, here we go, here's another clown in the circus, initially was my thought. And then we just, you know, have this rookie guy coming in and just do whatever he thinks he can do with us. So I was not excited, but he definitely turned my head. He definitely made me a believer in grit. Kind of when we made that turn, I think it was the second year, end of the second year, when we started that winning streak at the end of the year, carrying it into the next year. I mean, you know, you could tell that he was a real coach's coach, player's coach. He was authentic, watching Hard Knocks. Really, I think the Hard Knocks really just kind of turned me all the way on to the Campbell experience. And I thought I was a Lions fan before, but man, I mean, I can't be more of a Lions fan than I have ever been in my life. I'm 50 years old. I've been a fan since Eric Hipple and Billy Sims and all those guys, man. And so, to see
you
what
just
we're
said
doing
something,
now
though. You brought up something that I think I was waiting to hear the words Hard Knocks. I wondered how many people were won over by Hard Knocks.
Oh,
and they
my
saw
gosh.
The authenticity and the way the guys responded to him. Because that was one of those moments where suddenly the doors that were always closed to us were opened up and we were let on the inside. And that maybe we would have thought the same thing about Patricia. I don't know. I felt like Patricia had an adversarial relationship with the players, but maybe it would all look the same.
Well, even the coaches, they were fired up too. And you see Aaron Glenn and Deuce Staley, and
that's right.
You know, they were kind of representations of what Dan Campbell was.
I mean, if I could even say, I mean, for Aaron Glenn specifically, at least in my book, if it wasn't for Hard Knocks, man, I'd have gave up on Aaron Glenn a long time ago. I was ready to get his butt. I was ready to get him out of there. But to see his passion, to see the players kind of, to see that he was really building something that, and that made me want to give him some grace. Because I realized, you know, the type of coach that he really is, and that he just didn't have all the pieces, I think. And I think he's kind of getting that now. So specifically for Aaron Glenn, I think Hard Knocks really gave me some, gave him some grace for me. So I love it, man. I'm so excited for this year. I just saw a clip of J-Mo just making cuts and all this year and camp. Man, I'm so excited, man. I really am. I'm pumped.
Thank you
up
for the phone
this
call,
year.
Leo. It's pretty clear. All right, we've watched the defense hold the offense from the 2-yard line on 3 straight plays, a throwaway and 2 running plays. It's 4th and goal. Everybody jammed in tight. Defense is held strong. Goff under center. They bring a man in motion. Goff, he's going to throw. Fires in the flat. Touchdown! Touchdown!
Is it? That's not Jake. Who's?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Is that Jake Bates?
No, it can't be.
I mean, it says 43, but.
It can't be Jake Bates. That's his number. It's Parker Hess.
Thank you.
A tight end.
I'm like, come on, man.
Tight end. Wearing the same number as Jake Bates. A fourth down, touchdown. Defense helped.
Defense did really well.
Yep. For 3 plays from the 2-yard line.
Stuffing it each time. Chris Smith was in there as a defensive tackle on one of those plays.
And now Parker Hess for the extra point. Yes, 43 caught the touchdown and 43 with the extra point.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.